I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called The Story of Twin Lakes. Swimming out to the raft at Twin Lakes was a rite of passage for generations of kids growing up in Kane. When you were sufficiently brave and capable as a swimmer, you threw caution to the wind, and you just went for it. No matter how hot the day, whether in June, July, or August, the icy lake waters would take your breath away. Sometimes when you put your head underwater, it hurt a little from the cold, but you pressed on until you made it, the few hundred feet to the raft, and you crawled up the stairs, still shivering. Then the reward was to lay on your back and stretch out like a cat in the warm sun. Until, of course, you got too hot and had to swim back to the shore again. You put off swimming back to the beach as long as you could. Twin Lakes was once the site of factory buildings, stores, and row houses owned by the McKean Chemical Company, which made wood alcohol. A company splash dam used to augment water levels for the chemical plant downstream once occupied the site of today's dam. When the McKean Chemical Company closed in the 1920s, the U.S. Forest Service acquired the property. In 1936, the Civilian Conservation Corps constructed the present dam on Hoffman Run, creating the lake. They built the lower campground, picnic area, pavilion, and bathhouse. Twin Lakes was one of the first Allegheny National Forest recreation areas when it was developed. At that time, the Kinzu Dam and Reservoir were already on the drawing board, even though the Kinzu project was nearly three decades from becoming a reality. Already known as a resort for winter activities, local advocates and business types had a vision of Kane as a summer paradise as well. Images of Chautauqua Lake and even Lake Champlain sprung to mind. Twin Lakes was touted as an ideal resort and as a haven for hay fever sufferers. Over the years, Twin Lakes became the perfect spot for family reunions, giant outdoor barbecues, and quiet family picnics. With Twin Lakes providing a chilly break on hot summer days, the reservoir was a significant upgrade to Southover Lake that was dug and built brick by brick at the foot of Cemetery Hill through an impressive, if slightly misguided, community effort. At one time, the park even had its own concession stand. Unfortunately, Southover was found to be polluted and turned into a virtual swamp. Eventually, the dam was dynamited. Although two lakes and two dams originally were planned at Twin Lakes, hence the name, one was found to be adequate as other recreational facilities such as Lolita were developed throughout the forest. For years, the Kiwanis Club paid the tab to bus Kane kids to Twin Lakes in the summertime, and admission remained free to the public for almost 25 years. Clarence Sunshine Anderson held paid events of his world-class billiard skills to raise money to pay for lifeguards. Carl Brick Peterson, a professor and athletic coach at Pitt during the school year, served a long stint as administrator. James City native Emery Giesick also served in that role, as did Vern Johnson. Eventually, ski trails were added, the overnight campground became popular, and thousands of rainbow trout were stocked each year. If you grew up in Kane, odds were good that you caught your first fish in Twin Lakes. Even as the giant Kinzu Dam and Reservoir were built in the 1960s and today comprise the area's foremost outdoor recreational destination, Twin Lakes is still a favorite for those who want to catch a trout, pitch a tent, or just sit by its quiet shores and reminisce about the perfect summer days of their youth. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.